Hello, Blind Cool Tech. It's Angie Matney, and today is May the 5th. I want to do a podcast about guide dog issues. Several people have done those lately. Glaze just groaned. That was really funny. Thanks, Glaze. Thank you for your support. She kind of, under her breath, sort of sighed and groaned a little bit. So Glaze is not enthused. Let's hope this captures everybody else's attention for at least a couple more minutes. This is partly in response to Chastity's podcast because she mentioned something that happened with her on the bus, and I had a similar incident. I used that incident in an application essay that I wrote for law school, and I thought I would share the essay with you all. I am going to law school in the fall, by the way, and I will be returning to the town where I lived when I received Miss Glaze a little over 5 years ago, and so that will be fun. And ironically, I lived right next to the law school when I was there before, but I had no clue that I would ever end up in the law school. Life's funny sometimes. Anyway, I'll share the essay with you, but before I do, I will tell you just a little bit about Glaze. Glaze is very unique, I think. Glaze is a yellow lab. And I guess that really doesn't make her unique, because I've heard somewhere that I think maybe there are a couple of other guide dogs working who are also yellow labs. I heard that, but anyway. So she's a yellow lab. She has what's called a broken coat, which means it's kind of wavy, and it's not really the typical lab coat at all. It's very instantly easily recognizable by anybody, just by immediate touch. I can just reach out and barely touch her with my fingertips, and I know that it's Glaze. Glaze is almost 8 years old. In fact, she will be 8 in exactly 2 weeks. She was a little older when I got her because she was a reissue, as we used to say. And thanks to a mutual acquaintance, I was able to exchange a couple of emails with Glaze's handler. And I learned from those emails that one of the things that he liked to do with Glaze was that whenever he had a banana, he would always give her a piece. And so I now do that for her because I think about him. He didn't have to return her to the school, but did so thinking it was the best thing for her. And that's not really my story to tell, but basically I wanted to thank him for doing that, because Glaze has been the perfect dog for me. She is a little mischievous at times. She has been known to roll her eyes if I tell her to do something that she quote-unquote legally can't disobey. She'll roll her eyes and then she'll do whatever I tell her to do. She's a very unique dog, has an interesting personality. But now I'm going to share our incident that occurred when I tried to get on a bus at my campus. This is not the one I'm going back to school. I've been to far too many schools in my life. Anyway, this occurred in December of 2003, which explains some of the dating issues. And after that, I might share just another quick little story about something that happened with Glaze. Well, actually, so that I don't have to splice 3 files together, I'm going to just share that little story now. One time when I was taking Glaze for a nice little stroll, actually in the town where I am going to law school, I was walking along and I had a harness duffel on the back strap of Glaze's harness. I had a few different items in there. So I was walking and I had my cell phone in the harness, and we were just enjoying the day. It was just a beautiful, warm spring day. And just as I got to a curb, my cell phone started to ring. And I recognized the tone of the ring because it was my boyfriend, and I had programmed my phone to have a certain ringtone when it was him. And it was playing a little tune, and I thought, well, it's just Tom. I'll call him later. And I ignored it and told Glaze to go forward at the appropriate time. And then I heard this lady behind me say, "That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. That dog just played music to tell her it was time to cross the street." I am not making this up. This is really what she said. And I tried so hard not to laugh. And I couldn't tell her anything because I thought, I can't keep a straight face if I try to talk to her. But then she was telling all of these people that were behind us, "Did you see what that dog did? The dog was using music to tell her to cross the street." and kept spreading that rumor, so then I had to explain it to her. But anyway, so life with guide dogs is definitely interesting. Glaze is my first dog, and I have learned so much from just being partnered with her, partly because she's a guide dog and partly just because she's a really cool dog. Anyway, here is one of my law school application essays, as read to you by NeoSpeech Kate.
All I know is that it is morning, sometime before 6 o'clock. I know this because my alarm hasn't sounded. Something else has awakened me. I don't know how she's done it, but it has to be Glaze. I try not to move, hoping that if I feign sleep, Glaze will decide that it really isn't time for breakfast. Surreptitiously, I open my watch to check the time, keeping my hands under the covers as I run my fingers over the watch face. This is a mistake, because Glaze hears the watch snap shut and decides it's time to wake up in earnest. She stands on the bed next to me, bends down, and begins to pull the pillow from under my head. It's 5:45 anyway, so I decide that it would be just as well to get up. I have awakened this way nearly every day for the past 3 years. Glaze has performed her morning pillow ritual over 1,000 times now. She doesn't know that there are those who would consider this behavior to be inappropriate for a highly trained guide dog. I spend the morning working on a paper for my theories of counseling course. I write and Glaze snores until my friend Anita calls and suggests meeting for lunch. I decide that both Glaze and I need to get out of the dorm for a while. Lunch with Anita is definitely a good idea. As we wait for the campus connector, I decide I'll have time to put the finishing touches on the essay before class that afternoon. I start to ask Anita when we can get together again, but I hear the bus and don't feel like shouting over it. Glaze and I follow Anita to the bus door. Anita boards, and we start to do the same, but as Glaze prepares to show me where the steps are, the door suddenly closes in front of me. I stand there, dumbfounded. Glaze is confused, too. She doesn't move, and soon, the door opens again. I decide not to lose any time. Forward, I command, and Glaze obeys. I bump into Anita, who is trying to exit the bus. I don't stop, and she turns around. No animals on the bus. No animals on the bus. Now I understand. The driver is simply confused. I direct Glaze to find a seat and explain to the driver that Glaze is a guide dog. I don't care, he says. My boss says we don't put animals on the bus. From my seat, I try to explain the situation again. I tell him that he is legally obligated to transport me. I assume he will decide that the easiest course of action is to take us to our destination, but I'm wrong. He shuts off the engine. Beside me, Anita is worried. She tells me that when she realized he wasn't going to let me board the bus, she told him to open the door to let her off. She says she's glad I didn't let her leave the bus, but now she's anxious, because the driver is calling the police. Good, I tell her. Maybe we'll actually get moving soon. A girl behind me keeps calling out, "What time is it? Does anyone have the time? I'm going to be late. I can't miss this meeting." I turn in my seat to face the passengers behind me. I tell them I'm sorry the driver has decided to delay our progress, but I don't plan to leave the bus. The girl keeps asking for the time. After a few interminable minutes, the university police arrive. It's a guide dog. One of them cries in disbelief. Why didn't you tell us she had a guide dog? There's some question about whether or not I'm a student. Apparently, the driver has claimed I'm not affiliated with the school. I open Glaze's harness pouch and I produce my student ID, along with the ID card from my guide dog school, and a laminated copy of state and federal regulations about guide dogs. The driver and the police talk for a few minutes more. Finally, he returns to the bus, and we're on our way. As soon as I get back to campus, I report the incident to the Dean of Students. The news has already reached his office. He contacts someone in charge of transportation, and she calls the president of the bus company. She tells me he will call to apologize. I tell them I'm not really concerned about that. I just don't want this to happen again, and I'm pretty sure it won't. I've never had problems before, and this was just one error that could easily be corrected by making sure the driver receives some training about service animals. Later, the president calls me on his cell because he's on a business trip. I heard about your experience, he says. I think the problem is that this driver happens to be afraid of dogs. He's really a very good bus driver. You know, he never deviates from the schedule, and he makes sure the bus is always on time. He's really a model employee. And just for future reference, you should wear your school ID so that it's always visible. We really have to enforce the ID policy for your protection. You never know who's going to try to get on the bus. I'm sure if you wear your ID, you won't have any more problems. Now I am shaken. For the first time, I view myself as vulnerable. I know that if Anita hadn't been with me, I would have been left alone as the bus drove away. I am afraid it will happen again when I am alone. I know some blind people who question why anyone would use a guide dog, since doing so leaves one open to even more discrimination than we must necessarily face as blind people. Until today, I have considered such arguments to be based on irrational fear. Now I begin to wonder if there is some truth in them. I realize that it's almost time for class. I harness Glaze and we're on our way. She moves with confidence, and I smile because I can feel the bounce in her gait through the harness. We are a good team. I'm sure I will find others who don't understand this, but Glaze and I don't need their approval. We know why we travel together, and that is all that matters.